today on the 20th of January, Saturday, I would give you an update. It's about 11 a.m., and we're preparing to begin our carry up from the base camp, Plaza de Mulas. We've been talking to a lot of groups who have returned off the upper portion of the mountain ever since we started up this route. We've yet to talk to anyone who stood on the summit, however. The weather has not been very good up high. When we first began our walk towards Confluencia on the 17th, we heard reports of more than a meter of snow on parts of the route. As you know, we walked on snow that day, and even on the 18th, which started so sunny when we did our long 9-hour walk to Plaza de Mulas, in the afternoon we were walking in the snow once again. I think the weather's changed, but the guides who carried loads up all the way to high camp last night came back quite late, after midnight actually, and they reported deep snow on the route above the Plaza Canada camp where we'll be going today. So we're moving uphill, hoping for compacted snow and improved conditions, but we've got a lot on our side. The team is very well acclimatized. When we went to medical center yesterday to have our exams, everyone checked out perfectly. We saw a number of other people there who needed wait. We saw an entire Spanish team who was advised to wait at least 3 to 4 days because of low oxygen saturation and a lack of acclimatization. We saw a fellow there who was snow blind from the intense reflection of the sunlight off the snow. He reported to us that he had his sunglasses off for only about 2 hours. But as he said, I don't normally wear sunglasses at home, apparently still not realizing that at the high altitudes, the sun is going to be an incredibly intense factor, and snow blindness is a real hazard if you're not wearing proper eyewear. This team is anxious to get high and see how we perform. I can guarantee you, looking around, we have a crew that looks quite humble, realizing they're on a big mountain, but I can tell you that they're very prepared, and I think we're going to have good success, weather permitting, in the coming days.